Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, October 27th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
NRx Pharmaceuticals, advancing two-pronged approach to bring innovative therapies to market. NRx Pharmaceuticals, listed on NASDAQ as NRxP, is making strides in bringing innovative therapies to market. The company is focusing on two approaches for their ketamine-based therapies, Ketitafree and NRX-100. NRX recently refiled an abbreviated new drug application for Ketafree-M, a preservative-free IV ketamine formulation. This move follows FDA approval to remove benzethonium chloride, a chemical preservative, from ketamine formulations due to safety concerns. NRX aims to offer a safer version of ketamine for hospital and outpatient use. Additionally, NRX is advancing NRX-100, a separate preservative-free ketamine product, under a new drug application for the treatment of suicidal depression. The formulation has received fast-track designation from the FDA, positioning it for potential expedited review.
Mining news breaks: Max Power Mining, MaxX, OC MaxXF, Frankfurt 89N. Expands natural hydrogen exploration with new Bracken target in Saskatchewan. Max Power Mining announced the identification of Bracken as its first high-priority natural hydrogen drill target in Saskatchewan, located 15 kilometers north of the Montana border within the company's Grasslands project. This new target lies in a distinct geological zone with unique rock assemblage and proximity to known hydrogen and helium occurrences. Max Power plans to acquire new 2D seismic data this quarter to define optimal drill locations, complementing its upcoming Lawson well, Canada's first deep test dedicated to natural hydrogen. The company holds a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector and also focuses on critical minerals properties in the United States and Canada, including the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in southeast Arizona. Fairchild Gold Corp., LOI for Nevada expansion, strengthens position amid record gold outlooks. Fairchild Gold Corp. strengthens its position with a letter of intent to acquire the Golden Arrow project in Nevada's Walker Lane Belt for $5 million, adding 420,000 ounces of historic gold resources. This expansion increases Fairchild's Nevada land holding by 170%. Executive Chairman Nicholas Perot emphasizes the company's disciplined growth strategy as analysts predict gold prices surpassing $5,000 per ounce. With gold prices near record highs and forecasts of 5,000 gold within a year, the macro backdrop for precious metals is strong. Central banks diversifying out of fiat currencies, high inflation, and geopolitical risks are driving the demand. Wheaton Precious Metals CEO Randy Smallwood predicts gold could reach $10,000 an ounce by the end of the decade. Rock breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp. OTCQB, LGCXF, receives $4.3 million from warrant and option exercises. Lahontan Gold Corp. announced it has received over $4.3 million Canadian dollars from warrant and option exercises, resulting in over 334 million common shares outstanding. The funds will support exploration and mine development at Nevada projects, including Santa Fe and West Santa Fe. CEO Kimberly Ann stated that the exercises show strong shareholder confidence and fully finance Lahontan for fall drilling programs. The company's share structure is also tightened for future growth. Lahontan Gold Corp. is a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company with four gold and silver properties in Nevada's Walker Lane. The flagship Santa Fe mine project has a significant mineral resource and plans for production advancement and drilling in 2025.
Investor news breaks: Branded Legacy Inc., OTG, advances engineering of air-driven intranasal drug delivery mold. Branded Legacy, Inc., OTG, is advancing the engineering of its air-driven intranasal drug delivery mold through its subsidiary, BioLegacy Evaluative Group, Inc. This milestone progress allows for scalable production of a unitary device mold for rapid and reliable therapeutic delivery, including its flagship inhaled naloxone program. With a focus on addressing the opioid crisis, Branded Legacy strengthens its capacity through affordable, high-quality pharmaceutical solutions. Leveraging a September 2025 provisional patent filing and a GMP-compliant facility in Vancouver, the company is committed to pioneering addiction treatment and harm reduction solutions. For more information, visit Branded Legacy's website at hpatch/brandedlegacy.com. SpaceDock interfaces to link Space Robotics Workers Smart Truss for modular in-space assembly. Space Robotics Workers has chosen SpaceDock's intelligent interface for integration with its robotic smart truss system, designed for orbital assembly and maintenance of space infrastructure. A ground demonstration in early 2026 will validate autonomous capture and structural connection between smart truss units using SpaceDock's interface for berthing, docking, and power, fluid, and data transfer. This test is a milestone toward SRW's roadmap for robotic construction of commercial LEO destination platforms and solar power stations. SpaceDock CEO Nigar Fear highlights how their interface accelerates the shift to a modular and sustainable space ecosystem. SRW's technical director, Raffaele Vituli, emphasizes the confidence in an architecture that aligns with their vision for a strong human presence in orbit. SpaceDock, based in California, is developing the universal interface for space systems, enabling rapid integration and secure transfer of resources. SRW, headquartered in Spain, focuses on autonomous robotics technologies for on-orbit assembly and servicing. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.